What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you get on me for slurping.
Mm-hmm.
You get on me for sniffing.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing? Gorging.
Eating.
Gorging. But I got to say, that is outstanding.
You know, the bite of the harissa paste, I think really helps it. Harissa is a great thing to work with if you've never worked with it. Looks great on a plate. You can do a brush stroke or a, you know, sort of a spoon on a plate and it
Yeah, for presentation. For those of you who want to cook foofy at home, yeah, you can drizzle it and do little dots and brush. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, you slop it on there, slap the meat on, throw the tomatoes on there, and rock out. That's what I call eating at home. But anyway, it was outstanding. I mean, that is another recipe that all the recipes today, but and almost every recipe you do, doesn't take tons of time.
Right.
But this one, of course, the last one you had to have a poffle iron.
Yes.
Yeah, and which is far hard to find. But this one here, it's really
bake in the oven. Yeah, it's easy to do
and great on the egg. Could you imagine that on the egg?
Excellent on the egg.
Yeah. Oh my God!
And you know, make sure you're getting good lamb sausage, like over at Whole Foods.
And that's another thing. You said it. The fresh sausage, they make it there fresh instead of cold packing it in. That makes such a huge difference because you're really getting the best of the flavors of the herbs and spices that they put in the meats.
Now, I finished this off when we pulled it out of the oven with just a very quick. I took some heirloom cherry tomatoes and cut them in half, tossed them with a little olive oil and some parsley, and just put that on top as a little sort of dressing to it. And it's nice because it gives the sweetness of that tomato, goes nicely against the bite of the harissa and the merguez sausage as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was an amazing recipe. And once again, my friends, this one will be available online also within a few days, so just hang in there. And Chef Eric, once again, outstanding recipes. And once again, recipes that aren't going to take a lot of time, especially in the summertime. This is another recipe where you could literally, it makes a great appetizer for parties. Because I always like appetizers. When you go, you don't know what they are, and you try different ones. Now, you know, I have my regular stuff that I like, but I really like the fact when people come up with recipes like this and present it at parties, and you just go, oh, my God, I got to get the recipe. You know, and really all three of these would probably be that kind of thing. You could serve them at parties. You can serve them at dinners.
Mm-hmm.
You could serve them like the hash brown sandwich or the tater tot sandwich. That would be one of those that you could make up as an hors d'oeuvre. You could make up as a meal. Yeah. You know, you could put chili over it. You could put eggs on top of it.
Sure.
I mean, there's so many things you could do, but you don't have to spend a lot of time and heat up a lot of things.
Right. And again, you know, using the tater tots, I think, makes it fun to work to have the kids play with it as well, because you're sort of, you know, mushing it all together on the waffle iron there. It's fun to make.
Well, what you could do is you could stack your kid. If you have more than one kid, you could stack your kids on top of the waffle iron and have them sit there until it's over. That would get real thin. Or you could invite me over to the house.
Or you can invite the social worker that will visit your house if you do that.
Yeah. And most of them probably would. Never mind. I'm not going there. Not going there. But
not going to do it.
Not going to do it. But how about the interview today?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Very interesting and very unique, because that's what we do here on Chef of the Fat Man. And once again, we're going to be, in the coming weeks, we're going to be going to some great places. We're going to be at the Whole Foods at Avalon, and I think it's scheduled to be next week. We will be at Whole Foods Avalon. If you haven't been to the Avalon store, of course, it has Chef Eric written all over it, because Avalon's one of those communities where the foofiness, walking areas, multi-million-dollar 2,000 square foot condominiums and condo police and perfectly
condo police.
Yeah, one of our friends found that out about cigars.
Yeah.
But I mean, just everything right there. you know, parking decks right next to your condo, and then you step out and you can get all kinds of restaurants, and you got a Whole Foods Avalon right there. It's a great place to go out and check out. Now, Chef Eric, you've done more of the dining around there, and you've come back with some pretty rave reviews about the dining in Avalon.
I'll tell you, there's a couple of really nice restaurants. First of all, best pizza I've had in town is, sorry, Bobby G.
Well, see, that's because
it's at Antico's.
We're blue collar, yeah.
And it's a true Neapolitan style pizza. Beautiful, big Neapolitan style ovens for the pizzas. And the amazing thing is when you order your pizza, it's in front of you in about 5 minutes. It's that quick. High temperature, a little bit of charring on the dough, which I love, and it's served to you on a large, like a sheet pan. So no frills, you know, you walk in. It's a very nice-looking place, but you'll notice that there's no silverware or anything. There's no sides. It's just pizzas or calzones served on the baking sheets, and you've got a roll of paper towels. And
I love
it. You know, plastic cups for water, and there's also wine and beer and stuff like that available. So Antico's Pizza in Avalon is excellent. The Oak is a steakhouse there. It's quite good. They're with a new chef now, and I'm reserving judgment until I try it a couple of times. But very good quality product that they put out. And, of course, there's a place called Kona. And Kona has a little. It has a sushi bar. It's sort of a multi Asian / Hawaiian.
I was gonna say because Kona, I don't think of.
Yeah, so they've got like poke and some of the typical Hawaiian dishes, but a lot of Japanese type dishes. Very good as well. But of course, my favorite steakhouse is Branchwater Todd Hogan, up in Dixon Village.
That guy is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are so lucky,
because
I know a lot of people go to Cabernet, and Cabernet's all right, but...
Well, I mean, Cabernet does a very good job, too,
It's, yeah, I mean, for the area, I mean, but if you compare it to the great steakhouses of Atlanta, I wouldn't put it up there, I'd just say it's a very good steakhouse, but Todd, I could say Todd could bump heads with some of the...
Or bones
absolutely.
But nowhere near the price tag.
And that's the thing, and I'm surprised, you know, because he brings it out to the middle of nowhere, basically, compared to where everybody else is trying to get downtown. He got away from downtown, got away from Roswell, and really came up to the Cumming area. So you get the advantage of not the high overhead. Mm-hmm. You get the advantage of having quality steaks that are as good as anything you're going to get downtown.
Right.
And you're going to get it for a price that's about 20-25% less, but you're going to get the service and the quality that is matching anything you get downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And the ambiance is very nice there, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, with that being said, my friends, so many people to thank. This was a very big day. On this day in 1936, a very famous culinary-like vehicle was invented. Can you imagine what it was?
The food truck?
No. The Wienermobile.
Oh.
I did not know it went back to 1936. But it is a giant hot dog on wheels, for those of you who don't know what it invented by Carl Meyer of Oscar Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
It was built by General Body Company in Chicago, Illinois. That was the only one for a long time. There are now a fleet of six. And one of them just had an accident within the last 6 months. They ran into something and it crushed his wiener. I mean, the wiener got crushed. It just...
Really?
You
had to go there?
It is! I mean, you saw a crushed wiener. Right there on the picture. Crushed. Anyway, so many people to thank. First and foremost, to Matt and the lovely Lisa, who even admitted to really enjoying something that was fattening and despicable, even though she has the figure of a model. Anyway, to Executive Chef Eric with the K. Holdo, thank you so much, Chef Eric, always on top of it. To the Keeper of the Dials, he who must be obeyed, Michael the Whip Holst, who's extraordinarily happy as he now has 32 megs on his recorder. Megs, whatever. Hey, look.
Big difference.
Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs has proudly been presented by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. By Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce. Remember, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
And by, of course, Whole Foods, my friends. Whole Foods is where values matter, and value matters. No matter how you say it, no matter how you do it, Whole Foods is a place that really, really does care about the quality and about your health and giving you the very best of the very best. You know how when you walk into most grocery store chains, you have to sift through the produce because some of the stuff on top doesn't necessarily look good? Mm-hmm. At Whole Foods, it's like going into Better Homes and Gardens. Everything always looks so good, so fresh, so on top of it, and so good for you. And by Cutter Cigar Emporium, it is your portal to the world of great times, the world of great cigars, and a world of friends you have yet to meet. I'm your host, fat but always jovial, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you as we do each and every week to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons why we continue to have the wonderful freedoms we enjoy as long as we've still got them so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
As we cool down the mobile burners of Chef and the Fat Man, really it's the Wolf Stoves at Cook's Warehouse, we remind you to be safe. Please keep your dials right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. God bless y'all, God bless America, and God willing, we'll see you next week.